Oh, yeah. Fasten your seatbelts. It is going to be a bumpy ride, Newcastle.
It is going to be a bumpy ride. Cause
I turned my mic on then. I would have supported you. But in the moment that you didn't, I've changed my mind. That sucked. I hate you.
But didn't it prove his point? It's going to be a bumpy ride. Who knows if your mic's going to be on or off?
It was theatre. A bit of theatre over here. It was part of that. I was meant to turn
Shut
your mic
up.
Off.
You're not
I was meant to do that.
I didn't mind that.
Yeah.
I reckon that's maybe third behind hoo-ha and what time is it showtime.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Fasten. Do you know what movie that's from? Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night. I changed it to
Harry
ride.
Potter.
Oh no!
Oh,
it's actually from 1950.
Isn't
so I wouldn't judge
from,
if you couldn't get it.
Isn't it Harry Potter, Nick? The little head in the bus. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Jamaican man.
He goes, fasten your seatbelt, man.
It's going to be a bumpy ride.
The night bus.
Yeah,
well, it's definitely not one. Maybe two or three.
Yeah, night bus is number three.
Very good.
This is all about Eve from 1950. Marilyn Monroe, Betty Davies.
Betty Davis. Betty Davies.
See what I mean? The ride is bumpy already.
It is bumpy.
Oh, here we are.
And if this is the first time you've set your alarm early, we are trying to come up with a show, little phrase that Ducko can start every morning with.
Yeah.
And, what day are we on?
What do we go?
We've got eight left.
Six left.
Six left.
Oh, seven left. Seven left.
Seven left.
Seven left. So I've been doing 20. I signed up to 20.
Guaranteed 20.
Guaranteed 20. We think we found a very good one, but you'll have to stay tuned. I mean, keep tuning in very early every day to find out these little tidbits of gold. Am I right,
little
guys?
Little phrase could Stephen Bradbury showtime.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the 11th
Imagine
hour.
Imagine that.
Absolutely.
Imagine if I found a better one.
Imagine.
Oh, God, anything's possible with this show.
Yeah. When you're Googling it 3 minutes before we go on air, I mean, who knows what could come up?
I was actually Googling Finding Nemo 2, and it's called Finding Dory.
Oh, Finding Dory.
Because Jess and I were in a debate. She thought there wasn't one, and I was like, I swear there's one. It's set in Australia. Turns out they both are.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's called Finding Dory.
Finding Dory, of course.
I can't remember the plot line.
I think Dory goes missing.
You know that old song, don't you? Betty Davies eyes. She's got Betty Davies eyes.
Is that in Finding Dory? Is that one of those?
Ellen sings it.
Oh, good times. How are we this morning?
Great.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, life's going pretty well.
Stun.
Yeah, can't think of anything else to report, really.
All right. Let's move into the yes-no game, guys.
Let's see this bumpy ride.